As Australia prepares for heatwave conditions this week, the bushfire crisis in New South Wales continues, with the possibility homes have been lost to the west of Sydney. A massive fire that's been burning for weeks continues to spread, leaving residents in the World Heritage Blue Mountains area concerned about the weeks ahead. Thomas Ariti prepared this report.
It's been called a mega blaze, and it's been burning for weeks on the doorstep of the World Heritage Blue Mountains.
There's a house in behind there!
Yesterday afternoon, conditions deteriorated quickly.
Try and protect that house!
The Rural Fire Service issued an emergency warning, yet again, for the Gospers Mountain Fire. And there are concerns properties have been lost around Mount Tomar and Mount Wilson.
My immediate concern is obviously for that community in the what we call the Mounts to the north of the Blue Mountains.
Mark Greenhill is the mayor of the Blue Mountains.
The reports I've had, which are unconfirmed, are that it was impact those townships, and I know some of the fire units that have been out there. Knowing what I know about the terrain, I think they probably would have had a very difficult afternoon and night last night.
Given those challenges, one road in, one road out, the dense terrain, the rugged terrain, are the people who live in these communities, do you feel like they're well prepared for a situation like this?
I have to say that if you were going to talk about prepared communities, it'd be hard to go past these ones. And I must also add that emergency services have spent the last few weeks preparing in that area.
The communities are fairly isolated and away from the highly populated areas of the Blue Mountains. But the outlook is dire. The Gospers Mountain fire has now burnt through almost 380,000 hectares, joining with others to create a blaze that stretches from Lithgow, about 150 kilometres west of Sydney, almost as far east as the state's central coast. And it's not the only fire encroaching on the region. There are two more just to the south. Rob Rogers is a Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.
There's going to be a lot of work going on over the next 24 hours to try and just see what we can do to protect as many properties as we can. But people should be under no illusions. We're not going to get this fire put out, and we're going to have to get through this next week of really hot weather with these fires being very active.
For Mark Greenhill, there's a tough time ahead.
Frankly, fires on multiple sides is rather unprecedented. The bush, the condition of the bush, and some may not like it, but I'm going to say it, the condition of the climate that we're experiencing now, all unprecedented. I believe we have weeks ahead of us of difficult times, I'm sorry to say.
The Mayor of the Blue Mountains, Mark Greenhill, and Thomas Ariti with that report.